The biggest news in Australian racing and breeding this week was delivered on Tuesday morning, and it was sad news, with Arrowfield Stud announcing the passing of their champion sire, Redoute's Choice. Susan Archer from Arrowfield joins us first up on the program this morning. Susan, I'm very sorry for the loss.
Thank you so much, Jo. We've had an absolute outpouring of sympathy and love from across the industry. Tweets and posts and emails and messages and sharing of videos and memories. And it's been absolutely overwhelming and very humbling and comforting, I think, for all of us at Arrowfield. We've been in pieces most of the week mourning him, but it's also been a week to count the many, many blessings that he poured upon all of us. And we have so much to celebrate and so much to be grateful for.
He was 22 years old. Had he been in ill health for a while, Susan?
Not at all. He's been a particularly robust and healthy horse, except for some arthritis, which he has suffered from for a number of years in his front legs. He's been exceptionally well managed by our stallion team, led by Joe Hickey, and our veterinary team, led by Wendy Perry, and they've looked after him with absolute devotion and skill, and I think certainly have ensured that he's been able to lead a long life very comfortably. We think actually he got down, struggled to get up, and in the process really hurt all four legs, and ended up really not being able to stand comfortably, walk comfortably, or get up and down. And as you know, when a horse loses mobility, the prognosis is very grim. So we had some time to think carefully about all the options, but the recommendation from our vets was very clear, and I think nobody wanted a worse thing to happen, you know, a fracture or a catastrophic injury, and so the decision was made to euthanize him on Tuesday morning, which was done with great dignity and great care by all of our team. And since then, we've had a couple of private wakes just to raise a glass and celebrate him at the farm. So it's been a mournful week, but a week really spent honouring our wonderful friend and our great champion.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I can hear in your voice the sadness that you're feeling. I'm very much the same. An amazing racehorse that he was, and stallion, but also character, wasn't he?
He was just the most wonderful, generous spirit, and it's been wonderful to hear from the guys in our stallion team who've worked most closely with him, describing him simply as a great friend, and that is what he was. He felt like that. He was part of our family, part of our village. And, you know, I think you couldn't be anywhere near him without feeling that wonderful, warm spirit that he had. But he was also, he had an edge to him as well. And I remember one day taking a group of people down the laneway to show them Redoute. We would bring the stallions out of their paddocks and parade them in a very relaxed way. And, of course, he was wonderful. And everyone gathered around for selfies and photographs and, you know, of course, pulling his tongue, which he absolutely loved. And I remember All American was in a neighbouring paddock and came down to sort of do the equivalent of, yeah, 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 I'm really the king of Arrowfield. And I remember our stallion groom, Jared Stennett, saying, just stand back. And, you know, Redoute's Choice didn't flinch. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't cause a fuss. He just put his ears back and he eyed up All American and said, mate, I am the king here. And I remember All American sort of visibly cringed and just backed off and ran away to the other end of the paddock. There was never, never, ever any doubt about who the king of Arrowfield was with Redoute's Choice.
Mm-hmm. What a great story. Well, deservedly regarded as the king of Arrowfield, on the day of his passing, you released his stud career highlights in the announcement, and they are nothing short of extraordinary. He was the champion sire of Australia in 2006, 2010 and 2014, champion two-year-old sire of Australia in 2005 and 2006, champion first-season sire of Australia in 2004 and second in 2009 and 2011, third in 2005, 7 and 12. His total progeny earnings, Susan, just over $157 million, and he sired a total of 163 stakes winners. 81 of those colts, 82 fillies. And it goes on and on, the list of his achievements. $17 million earners, 54 Group 1 wins, and individual winners, 34 of those, 16 colts, 18 fillies. And remarkably as well, the results that he achieved in the sales ring, with 79 of his yearlings reaching $1 million.
Well, it's, you know, just hearing those stats, and certainly when I compiled them earlier in the week, and I've been tracking him closely, obviously, for 10 years now, they still astonish me when I pull them together. I think the quality of his performance as a stallion over such a long period of time. He won his first premiership in 2006, that's nearly 13 years ago, but just this month finished, you know, he was rated at the top of Bill Oppenheim's Apex A-Runner Index, ahead of Iron Invincible, ahead of Snitzel, ahead of Fastnet Rock, you know, still 13 years after he first hit the headlines. So that's an incredible longevity at the very top end. I think from the financial point of view, when you add up the prize money and the sale results and all of the wider economic impact that he's had, he's been like a small country, you know. I just got today, actually, the figures out of the Easter sale, and over the last 16 years, he's produced 16% of the gross, you know, takings out of the sale, $260 million, and an average price of over $520,000, and they include 7 sale toppers. And among the horses, I mean, a lot of Group 1 winners as well, but the million-dollar horses that he sired include 3 of his very best, Muster Team, Master of Design Group 1 winner, and, of course, the wonderful filly Samantha Miss. So just extraordinary figures, an amazing emotional impact on everybody as a racehorse, as a stallion through his progeny and his daughters and his wonderful sons, but also a very, very significant economic impact as well.
Mm. His leading earners, Miss Finland, she amassed just over $4.6 million in prize money. Lankan Rupee, just over $4 million. And more recently, he's produced the stunning The Autumn Sun. His earnings at this early stage of his career are just under $3.5 million. And we saw him winning only last Saturday in amazing fashion.
And I think that illustrates the range and the longevity of Radek's Choice's career. You know, Miss Finland won the Golden Slipper in 2006. Lankan Rupee was Horse of the Year in 2014. The Autumn Sun, of course, we saw him win his fifth Group 1 just last Saturday. So, you know, he's been operating at the top of his game for a very long time, and that's pretty rare, I think. He takes exceptional class. But he's also a credit, I think, to Arrowfield also, which has always promoted him at the top level, and I think in the last few years marketed him very powerfully as the legend, as the dynasty founder. And also we owe a great deal of thanks to the large number of breeders who've supported him over many years, but especially recently they continue to send him quality mares that suited him and have allowed him to continue to lead top-class performers. So we're very grateful to all the breeders who have supported him over the 18, 19 years of his career.
Mm. And in more recent seasons, he had limited books of mares that he covered, obviously. At last season, what did that stand at, Susan?
He stood at 125,000 plus GST, so he hasn't stood any lower than that for a number of years. Of course, he had a couple of years at the $300,000 mark and was full both years, which was pretty extraordinary. And the second of those crops actually produced his best overall result from a crop, 21 stakes winners from 160. Which is pretty extraordinary. That's his 2009 crop, of course, headed by Lankan Rupee. And I think their earnings were something north of $17 million. So pretty extraordinary results for that big investment from breeders, but it certainly paid off for them.
So this changes the face of Arrowfield. Of course, he's got his own successful sons now at Stud, and the legacy will continue on and on. But from a business point of view, how does losing Radek's Choice impact on the Arrowfield brand, if at all?
Well, of course, it impacts on us, but we are so fortunate to stand his champion sire, son Snitzel, at the moment, trying very hard to win his third consecutive title, and he certainly picks up the crown in terms of that peak performance, which is wonderful. Not a single doubt, he's just a fabulous stallion, of course. We also had Scissor Kick with his first yearling selling this year, Pariah, who served his first book last season, and the Autumn Sun, of course, will eventually at some point join the roster. So we will have five sons of Redoute's Choice. We feel immensely blessed indeed, and of course all of his daughters are doing a wonderful job. It looks like he might be the champion broodmare sire this year as well for the first time, which seems a fitting time to do it. And just an enormous legacy in terms of all the people he touched. And I think, you know, we're going to see his name and pedigree for many years to come, and Group 1 pedigree for many years to come. So we're bereft at losing him, but he's left us so many riches that, you know, we certainly feel very empowered to go on.
You mentioned the Autumn Sun. He's now spelling after his win in the Rosehill Guineas. Susan, there's been much speculation about the horse and his short and long-term future, especially now in the wake of the passing of Redoute's Choice. I know you're probably not in a position to say too much, but what is the Arrowfield line on this?
Well, actually, it's relief, because I can tell you our hearts wouldn't stand much more of what he's been doing over the last this autumn campaign. I know it's only been three starts, but all of our hearts feel incredibly strained. So we certainly need a result, a bit of a rest. Look, it is very open, as John has said. He is meeting with the other part owner, Mr. Schwang of Hermitage Thoroughbreds, over the next few weeks, and there will be some intensive discussions, I'm sure. So there's no final decision, and John is certainly saying it's 50-50. So that will be finalised at some point. And as you probably read, Chris Waller is certainly putting a very good case to keep him in training, which is wonderful, you know. It's wonderful that he's so confident about his prospects. And certainly, I think, seeing what he's done this campaign, you would have to be. But we shall see. The decision will be made, and it hasn't been made yet.
And how will Redoute's Choice be remembered at Arrowfield Stud in the Hunter Valley?
I think, first of all, I mean, he is our champion. He's our hero, but he is very much, we miss him as a friend. So that's certainly, I think, how we will describe him. I think John Berry, actually, wonderful UK-based bloodstock writer, made a lovely statement and said, you know, he was a statistician's dream. He was the breeder's best friend, an ultra-high achiever, and a truly gorgeous horse. And I think that sums it up pretty well. I mean, he really, you know, he filled the bucket, didn't he? He was the most magnificent individual, great personality, beautifully bred by Dane Hill from marvellous mare, Shanta's Choice, bred by Muzaffar Yassin, of course, in Victoria. And, you know, then went on to be a four-time winning, Group 1 winning racehorse, champion colt, brilliant, brilliant colt, a champion sire of broodmares. But we will remember him primarily as our very dear and very much loved and much missed friend.
Susan, thanks for joining us on the program this morning to remember Redoute's Choice. Many of us still feeling very sad, and will do for some time. It's a huge loss to the global racing and breeding industry, but as we've said, his legacy will live on for a long, long time.
Thank you so much, Jo. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
That's Susan Archer from Arrowfield Stud. They lost their champion stallion, Redoute's Choice, this year. He was born in 1996 and passed away on Tuesday, the 26th of March.